I feel the power of love within the room. I feel the upliftment that is needed and will be brought to each one of you. Energy, as you know it, can be used in many ways. It has been used to see what has passed in your time, and it can be used to see what is to come in what you call your future time. This and understand well. Therefore, I would say to you, what is the equation between energy and mind projection? After all, mind projection can be used here on your earth, in your everyday world, by anyone who stands on this earthly plane.
In which case would we then call that telepathy?
You may use that word if you will. It is an apt word for the way the mind is projected on this plane of existence. Let me give you an example. Have you not seen the connection between man and his animal friends? When thought has to be projected for the animal to understand. thing, but it is the beginning of projecting the mind. You are now aware, my dear friend, of the one who comes to you from a great distance.
Yes, we consider ourselves very fortunate and privileged to receive him from such a distance.
It is but another stepping stone in your teaching. That is why we must at this point continue a little more about the knowledge of energy. I would hear you say, to project to the mind, must you raise your consciousness, must you be so much more aware of what is happening within the spirit. And my reply to you is this, that of course, mind projection as you wish to know it, and as our friends from afar has brought to you, that is the mind projection of which I wish to speak this time. How is it possible for the thoughts of another from so far to travel through space to reach you here upon this planet? I say to you, it is simple when you know how it is done.
Yes, yes. It doesn't seem to happen very often, so I suspect the knowing how is rather complicated or difficult to grasp.
It is being aware of the spirit self rather than the physical. You must let go of all things physical in order to use the energy which after all is spirit.
Yes, yes, the energy that is under discussion in this way belongs to spirit. I'm not quite sure how that relates to the energy that we see as physical, such as the heat from the sun, but perhaps we really need a different word for that. Perhaps you could comment for us.
Perhaps we could say the heat from the sun is being projected forward to other planets. It is of no difference from mind to mind. It is all the same energy which is being used.
Yes.
Although you relate to it in physical terms. Without the spiritual energy, your sun could not exist, as neither could your earthly planet or any other galaxies.
I think that clarifies. So it is all spiritual energy, yet some of it will overlap into a physical domain so far as detection
yes.
is concerned.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you, that was clarifying.
Yes. You have to see again the wider picture to understand what is happening. Because you are locked in a planet that is so young in its existence. You do not have the capabilities of understanding that is attached to many other planets and many other people. But that is not to say it is not available to you, because remember I have told you that anything you so desire is available if you wish to partake of it. You understand?
Yes, we are. We fully accept that teaching, for sure.
So therefore, although you are young spiritually, all is within you. All of existence lies before you. And this is up to each individual to go forward in whichever way they so determine for themselves. But let us return once more to this projection of the mind. How I hear you say, can this projection come so far? Perhaps I should begin and say, when you return to spirit, it is but a blink of the eye. This is not. Yes. And in the blink of an eye, so too can thoughts be transferred from one to another. It is the clarity of the thought energy which makes it successful. It's irrelevant. You took the word I was about to ask.
Thank you. We appreciate the distance so far as the physical realm is concerned.
Yes.
But does the distance still exist in spiritual terms, or?
No. This is the difficulty in the understanding.
I'm just wondering if it all happens in the blink of an eye, yet the distance is there, or is it? Well, the distance is not there, is there?
The distance does not exist. The thought is instantaneous.
Yes. So the actual distance does not exist.
As the young gentleman has said, it is irrelevant. But this is the difficulty. When you have physical ideas of distance, after all, let us assume that you wish to use your machine, your telephone, as you call it. Along that energy, you can hear someone as you speak. Yes. If you think along those lines, perhaps it will become a little. If that is possible, then spiritually it must be equally as important when using the spirit, the mind. And remember, the mind is spirit. But what you are trying to understand with is your physical brain. And there lies the problem.
When we think of great distances, of course, within our brain, our physical brain is not thinking in terms of speed and velocity.
Yeah.
Of course, those terms are just not relevant to this. As you said, it's thought is instantaneous to any form of the universe. Amazing thought.
Yes. Of course, in the same way as your healing thoughts come to us, they are taken immediately, they are given. Therefore, what I wish you to try to understand is that when you have mind projection from other planets and someone giving you information, it is instantaneous in thought. You try not to think of the great distance within your universe, because you will only become confused.
Yes, we can think intellectually, but we can also feel.
Yes.
And so the feeling is allied to spirit.
Yes. Of course. Always you must use your heart, you must feel, you must use what is given in a spiritual way. Because once you begin to analyze, then you will lose your way. Always you will lose your way.
So you wouldn't be aware of traveling?
No, it would be an impossibility to travel great distances. You must realize that, because being as young a planet as you are, you have only so far succeeded in a very short distance in space travel. So it would not make sense, I do not think, to think along those lines.
Yes, I have been thinking about the instantaneous factor in this, because questions and answers have no appreciable interval between them.
Yes.
It has to be seen and felt as instantaneous.
Yes. I am so pleased that you are as accepting as you are in your understanding. Because, my dear friends, for many, these questions and answers would seem so far-fetched in their understanding.
I am so pleased that you organize these practical examples for us before speaking the theory, as it were. And I think I would be right in saying that you have organized me this.
I would not take such credit, but let me say that spirit is responsible. I will accept that.
Thank you.
It's a little bit to me, the time thing in spirit, because that as well, there's no time in spirit.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's no space really either.
These are so difficult topics for you to understand. And as I have said to you so many times, it is difficult to equate spirits with the physicality of living.
Would it be true to say that because there is no time in spirit, everything has to be instantaneous?
Yes. Yes. And there we get what I have told you so long ago. As present and future are all as one.
If
you begin to think on those lines, then those words, which seem so confusing to you at that time, now begin to form and to make sense.
And we're talking about spirit in the sense of beyond the near astral planes,
yes,
where there is still some consideration for time.
Of course. In the plane of existence of which you speak, because you are still so close to the physical plane, there has to be some sense of time. order for the spirit to adjust. But again, it is a sense of time. It is not time as you know it, but it is a feeling and a sense of time.
Looking to the future, as we grow as a planet and become more spiritually aware, will there come a time when those who might project to each other will no longer be on machines, telephones, and things, but we can communicate with each other? Will that time ever come?
I believe we have discussed previously that there is a nation upon your planet who already studies mind projection, but of course not for spiritual reasons.
Yes.
Therefore, is that not an indication that it is possible?
Yes.
Our friend who communicates from the other planet, he tells us that a proportion of their population are able to communicate in this way, but not all. So I imagine it goes with spiritual development.
Yes, it comes with evolvement, and each planet, as well as each individual, has its own evolutionary time. And remember that the planet from whence he comes is still a planet of beings and not spirits. Please also keep this in mind. They may be different, they may have different ways, they may have different voices and speech, but they are still of existence and not spirit, as you would think of it. Does that make sense to you? And there are many, many planets with life upon them.
This is to get from other planets. They're physical, are they? Or are they spiritual? Or a bit of both? I was thinking of the, you know, the crop circle.
All of existence is spiritual.
Yes, yes.
But of course they have, as you do, form. So there is physical being. Although they look different from you, they are still of physical makeup.
I was just thinking that maybe someone who was a visit, talking at the time, that they actually, I mean at the moment we've been thinking that they've travelled vast distances to come see us, but maybe they're not actually travelling in distances like we would understand it, because they're more spiritually advanced, or even just spirit, not physical as well.
There are some beings who, within your own space-time, can travel. Let us not misunderstand that there are travelers who can space travel.
But this would be through dematerialization.
Yes, but still travel.
So, from really two types of being from the universe, physical being with spiritual counterparts such as ourselves, and there are beings that are entirely spirit. Would that be a fair categorization to say broadly there are two types of beings in the universe?
Of spirit, then they are spirits. They would have no overcoats of flesh.
Yes.
As I am speaking now, I am a being from spirit. but I cannot do you by mind's projection. Although, if we were to become more involved in the subject, then perhaps I could explain it to you. But for your own understanding, I come to you using a human instrument whose voice and body I borrow for such a short time.
Yes, we are so happy with that.
I am so happy to be able to join with you and to help you in your understanding and your knowledge.
You certainly help us.
More than we can say. A vast difference to all our lives, and not just ours, but to all the people who we pass the message on to,
yeah.
And who in turn are passing it on to their friends.
Yes. That is always the purpose of love and truth, that the truth will never fade, will never die, whilst you continue to spread the word and you continue to be emissaries of truth. For this, my dear friends, we are eternally that you have accepted us into your heart, and that you have in turn developed slowly in your own individual ways, but at the same time you are spreading truth.
You said to us that when we were ready to accept the word, we would, and obviously we're just ready to your teaching at that time.
Of course, I have to say that we would not have made an appearance until such time as you were ready to receive.
Right.
I
think it
continues for a long, long time.
Yeah. Can I just go back to one thing you said at the beginning? You said we were a very young planet, and we were young spirits. You've also said at times that certain people, like for example, some handicapped people, are older souls. Can you just clarify what you actually meant then when you is it just the young part of us that's coming here, and is there an older part of us back in spirit? Or can you just clarify that?
Because you are a planet of learning, that part of spirit which returns here, we tend to call young, because spirit or the aspect of spirit is still learning. That is all.
So some.
But I beg your pardon.
You carry on.
There are some who come to your world, such as you have mentioned, who are already old souls, and that is why they return to this life with many problems, because they are able to cope with them, and that is what they have chosen. Many of these old souls have no need to return to learn, but it is their choice.
Because they're always going to be, because of free will, there are always going to be some humans who are going to be born handicapped, so they need a soul to be in them. That's why they choose perhaps to come and help out to them.
It is the choice of the spirits, not the choice of the human being. The choice originates from spirit. The spirit sees the opportunity, sees the
back, are you trying to say there would then be no handicapped people?
I am indeed saying that, but in your world, that is most unlikely, because you are a planet of learning. Because they have chosen that